increasing the police visibility by introducing mobile police desks in public areas such as supermarkets, libraries and shopping centres. My name is Donna Jones and I'm hoping to be the next Police and Crime Commissioner for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. One of the biggest feedback areas I've had from members of the public over the last 8 or 9 months is their apprehension at not seeing police often enough. People are telling me that they don't necessarily want to speak to a police officer about a crime, but they do want to see them in our communities. So one of my commitments to the people of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight is that I will increase our police visibility. There are a number of ways that we can do that. One is by improving technology, but for me, I really want to make sure that we have mobile police desks in public areas so that you can, as members of the public, can go and speak to a police officer, maybe give them some feedback and intelligence around a break-in of a shed in your road or a neighbour's bike that was stolen. Maybe not something that you want to phone the 101 or 999 number about, but something that you think is useful. It's always good to see our police. It creates a sense of security and it makes people feel more safe in their communities. So this is something that I've been focusing on and I really want to make sure we can deliver for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight.
You've talked about this plan for visibility. Obviously, the priority is getting police out on the streets. Do not worry that people would be concerned to see them waiting around in supermarkets for people to come to them rather than being out on the beat and going out to them.
Well, I think there's a number of things that the police can do if they have these mobile police desks. With the centralisation of police stations now and having much bigger, you know, for example, prisoner and custody centres as opposed to open police station desks, it's something I think the public are really missing. And it's one of the police deficits that has occurred over the last sort of 20, 25 years. So I'm keen that the mobile police desks, I've costed it out to be about £10,000. There'll be 2 or 3 mobile police desks per region of my county. So we have about 4 or 5 specific regions in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. And so we are looking to invest that money. Now, through those mobile police desks that the police can have in the back of a police car, they can set up within 5 minutes when they arrive at Asda or Tesco, they will be able to not only receive information from the public and feedback, but they'll be able to share information. So, for example, if someone comes up to them and says, I live on a busy road, there is constantly speeding traffic and motorbikes, particularly very late at night, young people on scooters, they can talk to them about Community Speed Watch. If there is apprehension around break-ins in their area, through the mobile police desks, they could be giving people information about Neighbourhood Watch, about, you know, Rural Crime Watch, all of these sorts of things that they can be sharing as information that a lot of the public don't even know exists. So it's about helping the public and educating them to help themselves in their local communities, as well as the police being able to take actual reports and feedback of intelligence around crimes or apprehension of crimes that may be committed.
Do you think it has to be police officers themselves that man these desks, or could it be members of police staff that are easily identifiable as Hampshire Police, or could it be volunteers or specials? Does it have to be a police officer?
I think to make it work efficiently and for the best use of public money, it probably needs to be a mix. So if we know, for example, that we have a community tension in one area because there has been a spate of burglaries, it might be that we have a special and an actual police constable on that desk at Tesco that particular week. But in other areas, it's a really good point you raised. There are so many ways that we can police this, i.e. staff it, to make sure that we're using public money to the best advantage. Of course, we need our police out policing. We need them detecting crime. We need them arresting people where they're doing things wrong. And we need them, you know, out telling people to stop if they think they're going to commit a crime. So there is a real mixture here. But I do think it's important that the police do partake in this programme, because people do want to see their actual police officers as well.
You've mentioned how a little bit about how you would target it. Is this just going to be for areas which are identifying a problem, or is it going to be in areas where maybe they don't see a police officer as often at the moment because there hasn't been as much crime in their area?
Yeah, I definitely think the latter is true. It's not just going to be in the high crime areas, because often in the, you know, for example, in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, we have two cities, and we have Basingstoke, which is a quite a large town in the north of Hampshire, which is not that dissimilar in size from the two cities, actually, as it happens. And where you have those deep urban areas, they often do see police a lot more often, because I would say probably around half of the police force resources are in those three urban areas. So it actually is about reaching out to the more semi-rural and rural areas as well. Often their crimes may not be as deep-rooted in terms of drug-related harm or sexual exploitation or child neglect, but the crimes that those residents are experiencing will be more along antisocial behaviour. So it could be noisy motorbikes, it could be, you know, break-ins and outbuildings, which is now becoming quite a serious organised crime in its own right, particularly during the pandemic. The other key thing is that I don't want these mobile police desks to go to a supermarket on the same day every week. So they'll be rotating them. So it might be Tesco's Monday on week one, and then Tesco's on a Wednesday week two, so that you are rotating the people, because we know, particularly with elderly people, they shop on a regular day each week. So if you're always having your mobile police desk on the same day each week or each month, you're very likely to just see the same people. So rotating them around, making sure that they have a varied pattern of schedule of where they're going is going to be important to connect with as many people as we possibly can. I'm absolutely committed to connecting with everyday people, the good, honest taxpayers of this country, who I think need more representation and a stronger connection to our constabulary.
That's fantastic to hear. And finally, you mentioned cost. You estimated it's going to be around £10,000. Obviously, that gives you opportunities to expand it in the future. But what is that costing based on?
So that's based on, for example, having roller banners, which have a metal frame on them. So it will have the Hampshire Police logo on it and all of our contact details. So Facebook pages and Instagram and Twitter page detail on the bottom, as well as an email address if they want to report a crime online, as opposed to having to phone on the 101 number if it's obviously a non-urgent crime they want to report. And then the physical desk itself. So they are about £200 to £300 and they are a reinforced plastic effectively on a curved basis, and they literally, you could set it up in under 5 minutes. So having that kit for the different north region, southeast, southwest, south regions of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight means that the neighbourhoods team are able to take this out with them, pop it up quite easily. If it works well, then we may invest in more of this sort of stuff. And maybe it's something that we could do with, you know, people like, counterterrorism, if they want to particularly roll out messaging across, you know, the southeast region, being as we're so close to London, something that maybe we can share with, the National Crime Agency and with other specialist policing Home Office departments as well.
Donna, thank you for joining me on Bright Ideas. Remember, everybody, if you think Donna's got the best idea or you just like the idea, give it a vote by liking this video. The best videos with the most likes will win the series. And remember, subscribe to this channel as well, so you'll get an extra opportunity to vote towards the end. Be the first to get these videos and all the new policies coming through by subscribing to this video. Again, Donna, very best of luck in Hampshire, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Matthew.